And now, the Goldbergs. It was Molly Goldberg and Molly Goldberg alone who had confidence in what Dr. Christopher Cater could do for her son and the girl with whom he tangled his life. Out of the confusion, out of the imminent tragedy, there shone one clear, calm light. And when Christopher started to treat Sammy, Molly felt a vast relief. The first objective evidence came to her eyes when Sylvia refused to marry Sammy. And now, Molly and Jake are at odds again because Jake can only see Sammy's anguish, his great unhappiness.
Jake, dear, please, we know that Sylvia went to Dr. Cater's office, so we know it. So why do you have to wait up for Sylvia?
And why should you wait? Her own father isn't waiting. Why should you wait for her?
Because I have a few things to do anyway.
What few things?
I have a few buttons to sew on.
As you will, Molly. At Sylvia, I'm not much surprised. But at Dr. Cater, I am. Very. Very much indeed.
Say, darling, you don't want to realize that whatever Dr. Cater is doing for Sylvia is purely as a doctor.
That's what you think.
And you think?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Sammy?
Why aren't you in bed, Sammy? Look what you look like, look.
You go to bed, Jay, dear. You go up. I'll stir Sammy up something. Maybe he'll swallow a cup.
Sammy, awake. Wake up from your slumbers. Open your eyes. How long is this going to go on? How long? It's enough already. It's enough.
Jake.
Yes, Jake. What is that Jake supposed to mean? Keep quiet? Don't say a syllable? Don't open your mouth? How long more can I control myself? How long? Your lover? Marry her and finish, and that's all. You're no longer a baby. My head I can put on your shoulders. Would that I could. Would that I could, I would cut my head off and hand it to you on a silver platter. Because it'll only be after I'm dead that you'll realize that what we wanted for you was what was best for you. And then it'll be too late.
I don't blame him. I deserve a whole lot more than that.
Sammy, you're tired.
Yes, sure, I'm tired. Tired of having my life open to the public gaze as if it were a book for everyone to read.
Sammy.
Oh, I want to be right or wrong my own way, Ma, without being helped by my dear friend, Dr. Cater.
Sammy.
It's under his influence that Sylvia said what she said. Ma, she's a disease in his eyes, and he's treating her.
Oh, right.
But in my eyes, she's not a disease. She's a human being, a person. A suffering, living, feeling person. And there's no use probing behind the scenes. You don't live with a person's reasons for being what they are. You live with what they are.
All right, then. Go up. You're tired.
No, I'm staying right here. I'm staying here till Sylvia gets back.
Confused and distraught, overcome by his mixed hopes and desires, Sammy sits stubbornly in the kitchen, while Molly watches her son with the perpetual anxiety of every mother in the world. But outside, the night is soft and continuous with stars. And down the road that leads to the Goldberg house, Dr. Cater and Sylvia walk. A grave, a mysterious mood has fallen over Sylvia. Telling Sammy she wouldn't marry him has released something within her, a state of confession, a longing to reveal everything, without shame, without regret. And Dr. Cater knows it.
Are you afraid of the night, Sylvia?
No.
It's one of the best traps nature ever laid.
For what?
For the human imagination. I shudder. Well, anyway, I think I should. Every time I come upon the night this way.
I like it.
Why?
It's like being asleep. And you dream whatever you feel like. Your own secret.
But I'm here.
You're just part of it. You haven't asked me why I came over to see you tonight. We've walked and said nothing at all, and you haven't said a thing.
You came to see me.
Yes. Sammy asked me to marry him tonight. He asked me in front of his parents and my father. Do you know what I said?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because you came to see me. You said no.
I said no.
But, what did that no mean?
I don't know. Except that I could never marry Sammy. Not anymore. Not for anything.
Not for anything?
Not even for you.
Why did you want me to know tonight what you had said to Sammy? Must have had some other reason. Why, Sylvia?
I came to tell you. You had succeeded.
In doing what?
In doing what I'd always longed for. Always. All those years up to now and everything I did, I acted because of the way I wanted to. It was what I wanted, what I desired, what I hoped for. I intended this thing and that thing. I seemed to have something in my head, some terrible creature that wasn't I, driving me on to do the things I hated. I lived it and dreamt it. Sometimes I dreamt there was another person living in me. Something crazy and frightening. And then...
And then?
And then... I don't know. But when Sammy asked me to marry him, that other person wasn't there anymore. She was gone. I couldn't find her. And all I could say was what you wanted me to say. Christopher?
Yes, Sylvia?
If this is what you wanted to do to me, you've done it. And what you want to do from now on, I don't know. All I know is that I would do anything you wanted. I could live or die if you told me to. I can't think except to think of what you say to me. Except of you and what you say. I had to tell you this tonight. Because now I can go home and go to sleep. Not care. Whatever I am, you have done. I'm going in now.
Perhaps you'd better. The Goldbergs are still up?
Yes.
I'll come in with you.
Why?
Because I want to.
Did you have a nice time?
Are you waiting up for me?
Yes, I thought I ought to give you the benefit of my superior knowledge.
Do you have any?
Not as much as you have, but just enough to warn Sylvia.
Against me?
Against herself.
I think I'm going to bed.
I think you ought to go to bed, Sammy.
Now, don't start mixing things up. Wait a minute, Sylvia.
Sammy.
Now, Dr. Cater is a psychoanalyst, and you're his patient.
Sammy.
He thinks you're sick, Sylvia, and probably you are. And he's trying to cure you.
Sammy.
Now, please let me talk. Now, there are a certain number of steps in the cure. Am I right, Dr. Cater?
Sammy, please.
First, the patient resents the doctor. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you pass through that. Second, the patient is neutral. She gives the doctor a chance. After all, what harm is there? And besides, there's always the pleasure of finding someone to confess to.
Sammy.
You pass through that. And then there's the third, the great, beautiful, romantic step.
Sammy.
The patient falls in love with the doctor. You're just going into that, Sylvia. I can
Sammy.
See it, and so can he. It's the truth. Making you fall in love with him was part of Dr. Cater's treatment. A kind of emotional massage, that's all. I just want to warn you, Sylvia, before you begin making too much of it.
Bitter words froth at Sammy's mouth, true in a way, and yet false, too, because they're falsely meant. What will Sylvia's reaction to this be? And what will Dr. Cater's be?